Hello, this 5 minutes of the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 257. 257. So we go the usual way, Psalm 91, verse 11, personalizing it. We say, what? For he has given his angels charge over me. I am their charge. I am their charge. Oh, I am their charge. I am their charge. I am their assignment. You are the angel's assignment. Oh, hallelujah. And they keep me in my ways. They bear me up in their hands. Verse 12, lest I dash my foot against a stone. So we've been looking at Zechariah in Luke chapter 1, his encounter with an angel. And the previous episode, I said that when Zechariah met the angel, what was in him was what came out. You see, what was in him was what. It's not when you meet the angel that, or encounter an angel, is when you manufacture anything. What you are is what will come out. So the angel said to him, "Fear not, for the prayer you need." But why did you go into prayer? Was it not that God will hear? It's one amazing thing that surprises me. It's one amazing thing that people go into prayer not knowing or not thinking that their prayer will be answered. Now, prayer is like some spiritual exercise that you do. Why would you pray without any answer? Why would you pray without knowing that God has heard you and that it is done? It's amazing. So you do, why would you do the prayer? Do the prayer because, you know, it is time to pray and you've just been praying for all these years. No, please. No. This is not what God wants. So you see what happened, Zechariah. He was praying like that and was expecting no answer. When the angel came, he was unprepared. You see, he was unprepared. He said, "And your wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son." Your prayer is heard. Your wife, that's it. You've been waiting for your wife to bear, and now your wife will bear. And in the name of the baby will be called John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness. God is saying, "I'm going to give you joy and gladness." I see God saying to somebody today, "I'm giving you joy and gladness today." There is going to be joy and gladness for somebody today. You are going to receive something that brings joy and gladness. Somebody is going to skip today because you open your phone, you will get an alert that will give you joy and gladness. And somebody, you receive some news that is going to make you jump around. You are going to have what? Joy and gladness. There is somebody who is going to go and do a test. I don't know whether it's physical test or is a medical test, but that test you come out with joy and gladness. Hey, the test says that you are going to have a baby and you've been waiting for all this while. Oh my God, my God, my God, my God. It's going to give you joy and gladness. And sometimes just being in his presence and loving him and worshiping him and thanking him that there are angels watching over you, that gives you joy and gladness. And that joy and gladness is even more everlasting than, you know, things, material things. So he said, God, listen, I mean, come on, look at it. Look at your father. That the father has been planning. I will give Zacharias joy and gladness. I'm sending them a bundle of joy and gladness. Listen, if you're listening to me and you are trusting God that you have babies, let me tell you, listen, the cockroach in your house has no business being fruitful when you are not fruitful. It's not possible. He said to the man, "Be fruitful and multiply." There is nobody on this earth that you have this mandate sitting within you. Everything that makes you fruitful is already in place. Listen, I say, everything that makes you fruitful is already in place. We're not going to beg God. You don't have to beg, you don't have to cry, you don't have to do all those things. No, you don't have to, because it's already in you. It has been given to you already. The babies, they're already there. So do not be afraid at all. Somebody had an encounter with an angel to have a baby. And this, listening to this, is your encounter with God. Because God is saying to you right now that I've said be fruitful and multiply. And I've not changed my mind. I've not changed my mind concerning your fruitfulness. So no matter what the doctors are saying, this medicine is different from faith. The realm in which we live is the realm of faith. That is the realm of God, the realm of the word of God, where the word says that be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Ah, who says that you are not going to? You have the babies. Oh, declare it, I have the babies. Say it, you have it. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye. Love you so much. I'm enjoying it myself. Bye.